Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us just how devastating a global cross-border threat can be. Climate change and biodiversity loss are no different. In fact, they pose an even greater existential threat, to the extent that we have to put ourselves on what might be called a warlike footing. Having myself had the opportunity of consulting many of you over these past 18 months, I know you all carry a heavy burden on your shoulders, and you do not need me to tell you that the eyes and hopes of the world are upon you to act with all dispatch and decisively, because time has quite literally run out. The recent IPCC report gave us a clear diagnosis of the scale of the problem. We know what we must do. With a growing global population creating ever-increasing demand on the planet's finite resources, we have to reduce emissions urgently and take action to tackle the carbon already in the atmosphere, including from coal-fired power stations. Putting a value on carbon, thus making carbon capture solutions more economical, is therefore absolutely critical. Similarly, after billions of years of evolution, nature is our best teacher. In this regard, restoring natural capital, accelerating nature-based solutions, and leveraging the circular bioeconomy will be vital to our efforts. As we tackle this crisis, our efforts cannot be a series of independent initiatives running in parallel. The scale and scope of the threat we face call for a global systems-level solution based on radically transforming our current fossil fuel-based economy to one that is genuinely renewable and sustainable. So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions, of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition. So, how do we do it? First, how do we get the private sector all pulling in the same direction? After nearly 2 years now of consultation, CEOs have told me that we need to bring together global industries to map out, in very practical terms, what it will take to make the transition. We know from the pandemic that the private sector can speed up timelines dramatically when everyone agrees on the urgency and the direction. So each sector needs a clear strategy to speed up the process of getting innovations to market.
So the COVID-19 agenda and program clearly brought forth a convergence of global governance from the world's governments. COVID-19 and the plandemic, called the pandemic, we've been told over and over and over again by Klaus Schwab, and who you just finished listening to is now the so-called king, now that the queen is dead. It's funny how the world can acknowledge artificial royalty on Earth, but don't have respect for a heavenly meta-celestial king and kingdom, such as that which belongs to Yeshua HaMashiach. But anyway, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and many other global think tanks and organizations, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, Chatham House, the Vatican, all these different places, they're all talking about the same thing. They are all coming together with the same ideas. Even the book of Revelation, which was written roughly around circa 96 AD, specifically speaks about how a time will come where there will be a global governance and that there will be 10 kings who will all be of one mind and they will hand over their power and their authority. To Satan incarnate, the false prophet, and the beast. All this talk of global governance and global governments and a global currency and a world court and a one world religion. A syncretic mixture of all the world's religions. But anyway, you listen to the first few minutes of former Prince Charles give his statements at COP26, at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow. He is now the king due to the death of the Luciferian queen. A major paradigm shift has taken place. We have various wars brewing behind the scenes with more countries than just Russia and Ukraine. We have the United States with its dead administration making moves that would lead to the United States switching over to some form of digital currency this December, or at least manifesting something similar to digital cryptocurrency. We also have an uptick in debauchery, pedophilia, psyops, psychological warfare, depopulation rhetoric, corruption of the children, the world is definitely going through a change, and the change is nefarious. It's not getting brighter, more brilliant. It's not. And you know, you have the people who walk around and, oh, I'm just going to focus on the positive, the positivity. Meanwhile, when we look at the earth from outside of the earth, and the only people who would do that are those who are of the mind of Christ. We're not looking at the earth from inside. We're looking at the earth from outside. And when looking at it from outside, we can clearly see that there's an uptick, a supernatural exponential explosion of corruption, of lawlessness, of wickedness. Of pollution, of crime. And the rumors of war are really picking up. And there are earth changes. And many of the earth changes are going to be devastating and deadly for many. But I can assure you, there is nothing that man can do to stop the earth from changing according to its programmed order. We have all of the prestigious universities discussing variegated ways to manipulate the atmosphere through geoengineering, also known as weather warfare. But instead of making the earth better, all of these initiatives will exacerbate the situation and will leave the earth in a far more uninhabitable state than what God intended for human beings. We cannot afford to have chemicals precipitating from the sky back down upon us, killing us, polluting our water, our air, and all of our food. But as it is written in the scriptures, men professing themselves to be wise have proven to be fools. As I stated in one of my previous shows, we can talk about the earth and the climate and the population and decarbonization and the removal of carbon and reaching net zero and all of these things. But it is stated that the green horse, the pale horse in the book of Revelation, which is chloros in Greek, chloro, where we get the color green. With the green horse comes death. That is written specifically in the book of Revelation. And that's what we see a great uptick in on earth today. Death. Amongst the young. Let's see what we can find. The pale horse in the Bible The Green Horse. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. Beginning at verse 7, the fourth seal, death. And when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." Verse 8, then I looked and saw a pale green horse. Its rider's name was Death. The fourth seal, death. Revelation chapter 6, verse 7. And when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." Verse 8. Then I looked and saw a pale green horse. Its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed close behind. So hell followed this horse. And they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, by famine, by plague, and by the beasts of the earth. And by the sword signifies warfare. Whether it be biological warfare or kinetic warfare, the sword signifies warfare. We are definitely entering into that phase. The Amplified Bible says, "So I looked, and behold, an ashen pale greenish gray horse, like a corpse representing death and pestilence. And its rider's name was Death, and Hades, the realm of the dead, was following with him. They were given authority and power over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, and with famine, and with plague, which is pestilence and disease, and by the wild beasts of the earth." It is high time that those who have the spiritual and mental consciousness index high enough to perceive what is being relayed, it's high time that it be received and understood. There are major changes taking place, and they are blatant, blatantly biblical. Global earth changes that are only made reference to in the Bible. We just wanted to listen briefly to England's new king. And now we know exactly what types of things he will be doing going forward, because he is 1,000% in agreement and harmony with the World Economic Forum and the United Nations et al. Anyway, till next time, Shalom Aleichem.